As the awakened consciousness makes soul partake of the joys of heaven, it becomes a greater channel for the Mahagatma to use for spreading the message of Vardhanka. Thus soul severed from Maya and its illusions, its seeds of desires, its hopes and fears, is liberated, and established in the great reality of Vardhan. By contemplating the living Vardhan master, the Kila discovers the fickle and faltering nature of his mind. The Mahagatma removes mortality and the lower nature from soul and gives it strength and firmness. There is only a singular sense of purpose within the God worlds, which brings soul into its own reality. It separates illusions from truth and brings about the recognition of itself as a channel for the Mahagatma. It establishes itself in the true light of the Hare in doing this. 188, and few, if any, will reach these heights unless they bring themselves to that point of getting rid of the ego and accepting the Mahagatma as their spiritual guide in life. The Vardhan Satsang is important to the Kila, for it is a part of his being in the works of Vardhanka. Without the Vardhan Satsang, the true potential of the Kila never becomes an actuality. Unless the grace of the Hare is upon the Kila, there is never born a deep aspiration for heavenly things. He cannot receive such blessings unless the Vardhan helps his heart to understand and hunger for truth. People cannot be made to become spiritual. This is the greatest mistake made among those who desire truth and make no effort at finding it. They believe the living Vardhan master can give them spirituality. This is not true, for spirituality is born in the heart of man by the grace of the Supreme Deity. When one attends the Vardhan Satsang meetings, he becomes refined in the presence of others, and moves in grace toward becoming an instrument of the Hare. He becomes closer to the Mahagatma in spirit and they can communicate secretly. The relationship between the two is love greater than words can express, but at the same time it is only the highest of any love. The living Vardhan master has a relationship with the Kila which is an ever-present inspiration. In his presence the Kila finds that the dormant vitality within himself becomes a dynamic actuality which strengthens his spiritual enfoldment. The devotion of the Kila for the Mahagatma is divine and, therefore, their close relationship is sacred, strong and permanent. As the Kila makes his way upward, the true love between him and the Mahagatma grows and there is never any chance of its diminution. To utter the word, or the Vardhan, in a special arrangement is to build in the other worlds one's own future. This is greatly true of building in the Akasha, the primal matter force. It enters into the composition of all beings, and things of life. It is the primary sound of every world within the universes of the Hare. The sounds of the oceans, the whistling of the winds, the rustle of trees in the forests, the beating of drums, the noises of great cities, the cries of animals, and the words, 189, and emotional sounds of people are the natural elemental sounds of the Vardhan. All words are but forms of the Vardhan, for each is a modification of the inner sound. This consists of the primal sound of life and matter. There is the substance of the atom, the movement of vibration and the equality of the sound, which are inseparable in reality and in consciousness. Within the psychic worlds is the cycle of sounds. It is important that each vibration has a start, a continuation and a finish. Vibration is the manifestation of action by the Vardhan, but initiation is by the Hare and carried via the sound throughout all the universes. The Kila learns this secret from the Mahagatma after his seventh initiation. He begins to understand that the number of vibrations is the principal secret of the production of all sounds. Vibration arises in one of the Kal worlds because of the presence of substance, the reality in it. Sometimes, if the Kila is on the higher spiritual planes of the Hare, he will find that vibrations rise only under his origination, and not by fixed law. However, all such vibrations take place in a moment. The Vardhan sound is produced by such a vibration. By so much sound there arises the inarticulate sound, but on the lower planes there is the opposite working. For so much of the sounds without articulation, there must be equal sounds with articulation. The sounds, or vibrations, must work opposite one another, the inarticulate against the articulate. This makes perfect vibrations within the matter worlds, and until these are matched there can be no music, nor words, nor sounds from man. Therefore, man must have silence and sound in equal portions, for if one overbalances the other, then he will have pressures from the inner powers which will pull him one way or the other. It could even bring death to his physical body. For example, if man spends too much time in silence, as those pseudo-holy men do, sitting in caves in the vastness of mighty mountains, they are not fit to serve their fellow men. They do nothing for themselves nor anything for the race of men. They become selfish in their desires for silence and receiving the powers of the Vardhan. When living in this state, 190, the individual is apparent to lose all he has tried to gain. When man spends all his time with the other extreme, which is noise, he is soon driven crazy. He cannot live in this state long without losing all that he has desired of the Hari. Therefore, unless he balances the periods of time for receiving and giving out vibrations, there will be an imbalance in him which will bring a loss of spiritual growth. The right act is the act which best serves the progress of all the people. It shall bring the greatest good to the greatest number of people. It shall put all beings of all worlds in accord with the will of the Hari. The Kila never consciously makes such efforts for the right act, for if he did, much of his time would be spent in trying to decide what to do in order to do justice to all. He gives himself up to the Margatma and allows the Vardhan master to work through him. Whatever he does is always in the name of the Margatma, and therefore most of his actions will be right. The opposition to right action will always be strong. Therefore, he must consider that there will be good and evil times, proper and improper seasons for doing right actions. He should not have to put his mind to making such decisions, though, but let the Vardhan use him for right deeds, as it knows best. True judgment takes into consideration the necessity of the circumstances, the requirements of the particular spiritual evolution, and the period and the world system in which the particular soul dwells who is attempting to make the act. But there is a main aspect to this, and that is love for all life. Right speech, right duty, and right hearing are of the same pattern. By depending upon the guidance of the Margatma, by becoming a divine channel, does one fall into the patterns of right acts, right speech, right duty and right hearing. By all this he finds true spiritual growth and eventually works out all his karma in one lifetime. He enters into the heavenly worlds at last, never to return to this plane in any incarnation. During this life on earth, one finds conflicts with his domestic duties to his household, state and country. He is often called to duty for defense of the homeland, or to take part in some political claims, for some act of good for humanity or for 191, a religious or moral purpose. Sometimes the call of soul will cause the individual to cast aside everything to follow it. The call of the Margatma is the highest of all, for it is the spiritual beckoning of the Hari to come home again. This call is imperative and cannot be weighed against any other condition. If he is willing to give up everything in his life to follow the call of the Margatma, then let him do so. It means that he will have peace of heart, but will suffer in body and spirit from the taunts and insults of life around him. He must forever be dedicated to the Margatma, for being so then will the grace of all life be given to him, whether he is in rags or wears rich garments upon his back. He shall receive little praise for what he gives in life to the divine reality, nor shall anyone appreciate his sacrifices. He will be practically reduced in social and human stature, but his spiritual self will be like a shining giant among pygmies. He will be in love with all people, all creatures and all life. But he will be reviled, spat upon and hated, for the spiritual light he carries with him. He will find the Margatma's name torn to shreds, his life always in danger and his reputation always shattered. The masses will not like truth being thrust upon them, and will be used by the Gal to destroy whatever body, or vessel, the Margatma wears at the time he is in the world as the living Vardhan master. It is only then that the Kila realizes that life here on earth, as the spiritual channel for the Margatma, is not without its dangers and problems. He truly learns then who the Margatma really is. He learns what spiritual greatness has been thrust upon the Margatma. He learns that he, himself, is to become a worker in the field of the divine reality. He will also learn that although the Margatma is with him every moment, day and night, he is truly in a lonely position. No one knows or understands the spiritual cloak he wears, except a handful of those who follow the Vardhan. But he will know that always he is in the protecting love and light of the Mahatma, the living Vardhan Master, and no harm can ever touch him. Thus ends the first book of the Sharat Gaihari. 192. Index of Absolute. 149. 150. Abundance, Economy of. 150. For accepting words of Vardhan. 107. 127. 151. Accessible realm. 74. Accidents. 138. Acolyte. 29. 86. Adamic, Polarian, Race. 50. Adhikama. 42. Adam the Rabiant Aid. 51. Agam Des, Spiritual City. 5, 6. 79. Agam Lok. 59, 60, 66, 74, 76, 78. Agam Prussia. 61, 76. Age. 37. Agonies of Spirit. 15, 16. Ahankar, Vanity. 25, 111. Akasha, Building in the. 189. Akashbani, Sound. 13. Alaklok, Untold Region. 59, 60, 69, 74. Alak Prussia. 60. Alalok. 40, 59, 60, 66, 74, 76. Ala Prussia. 60, 76. Sala. 35. Alpha. 40. Alak, Chant. 60. Amunri. 35. Anahad Shabda. 13. Anakamudi Temple. 78. Anami. 16. Enemy Lock. 59, 61, 69, 73, 74, 78. Enemy Prussia. 76. Ananda Yoga, Sound. 13. Ancients. 98. And a plane. 77. Angels. 76. Anger, Croda. 45, 85, 111. Answers. 107, 193. Antediluvian Deluge. 5. Anxiety. 21, 85, 97, 115 anxiety, avoiding .. 98 RRs .. 107 I hear it, city of .. 79 art. Social reform .. 30 for Aryan race .. 55 Aryans .. 35 Asengakaya Guardian .. 78 Ashtar Dal Kanwu .. 67 116 hours Kloposes Temple .. 79 Aspiration .. 189 Astral Body .. 62, 64 77 astral effects .. 36 110 astral plane .. 66 77 117 123 126 127 astral world .. 34 111 astral zone .. 116 Azerati lock desert world .. 79 Atlantean race .. 54 Atlantis .. 55 54 Atma .. 10, 11, 25, 74 Eternal .. 28 Experiencing the Hare .. 11 Plane .. 10, 60 66 lock .. 58, 69, 76, 174 Sarap, soul body .. 5, 63 atom .. 38, 59. 190 atom .. 35 attachments, moa .. 19, 68, 85, 111, 112, 114, 138 attacks upon Varden Master .. 101 attention .. 117 attitude .. 138 and spiritual works .. 20 to aura .. 5, 93 austerities .. 11, 80 authority .. 152 auto intoxication .. 45 Avnus worlds of .123 awakened soul .25 awareness .86 99 169 194 and pain .178 totality of .9 11 B Babylonians .35 balance .114 153 Barney .13 15 Banjani Guardian .79 Baptism .57 Buddha .65 Being .11 State of .186 state of pure .36 truth of .136 belief highest form of .64 beliefs .22 beloved Sufis .158 Bhajan .117 Bhakti Devotee .115 Bhava Sagar .182 Black Magic .55 Blessings .73 178 189 body .179 body mind soul qualities .24 bodies of psychic world .25 bodies 3 of Margatma .33 bondage .25 183 books of God .70 Bsharan order of the .32 75 77 78 144 160 173 Brahma the creator .20 77 158 Brahmanda lok .66 77 Brahmandi .68 Brahmlok .66 174 brutes .76 Buddha .35 Buddhi .169 Buddhi Sharia .63 free Buddhism. .141, 158 Trikaya of .33 195 void of .36 Buddhist lamas .5 Sikastrog, Varden Master. 55 Causal Body. 62 64 Causal Plane. 66 77 Cause and Effect. 183 Transcending. 129 Cause of Man's Probing. 17 Cave of Fire. 43 Celestial Equinox. 160 Cell of Self-Cognition. 148 Center of All. 13 Ceremonies. 108 Chaitanya. .27 chants. .129 channel. .133 148 151 155 156 180 188 191 collective. 149 described. 192 divine. 88 effects of. 150 translates Varden. 24 chants. 60 61 chastity. 86 skila. 83 87 185 and Margatna relationship. 36 68 95 96 132 133 134 135 136 187 188 187 188 189 191 192 sacred strong.